It's Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Our Roman station today is Santa Apollinare. Saint Apollinaris, the first bishop of Ravenna, may have been born in Syria near Antioch. In Ravenna, he suffered greatly, having been beaten many times, almost to death. He was finally killed in a suburb of Ravenna called Classe, probably during the time of Septimius Severus, near the end of the 3rd century. A church was built here by at least the pontificate of Pope Adrian I, who died in 795, and this church dates from the late 7th or early 8th century. The first church was demolished and a new one built by Pope Benedict XIV in the mid-18th century. It was first attached to the German college, and then the Jesuits had it, though they were suppressed in 1773, and then to various groups until Opus Dei came along in 1990. There is a chapel at the entrance to the basilica, which is turned perpendicular to the orientation of the church. It has a crowned image of Mary. There are only some 1,300 crowned images of Mary in the world. Inside the larger basilica, you will find a fine cosmatesque floor and a fresco with the life of St. Apollinaris. From Divine Intimacy by Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene. Despite all our efforts to escape our own misery and to forget our troubles, we may go through moments of such profound anguish, such impenetrable darkness, that our poor soul does not know how to emerge from it, especially when the horizon, instead of becoming brighter, grows darker and more threatening. At such times, there is only one thing to do, to make a leap in the dark, abandoning ourselves entirely into God's hands. We are so helpless and weak that we always need some place of refuge. If we are to forget ourselves and stop thinking about our own concerns, we shall need someone who will sustain and think of us. This someone is God, who never forgets us, who knows all about our sufferings and our needs, who sees how weak we are, and who is always ready to come to the aid of those who take refuge in Him. Of course, we can look for a certain amount of consolation and help from creatures, but let us not deceive ourselves. People will not always understand us, nor will they always be at our disposal. But if we turn to God, we shall never be disappointed, even if He does not alter our situation or take away our troubles. He will console our hearts interiorly, in secret and in silence, and will give us the strength to persevere. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. This is the attitude of abandonment which we should have in times of suffering, and which we should intensify as our sorrows increase. If our spirit of abandonment is proportionate to the depth of our sufferings, then we shall not lose their merit. Many souls exaggerate their sufferings, dramatizing them because they cannot see God's paternal hand in them, because their faith in His divine providence is not sufficiently strong, and therefore they are unable to abandon themselves to Him with complete trust. If our life and all its events, even the most painful ones, did not rest in God's hands, we should have reason to fear. But since everything is always in His hands, our fears are groundless, and we should not be dismayed. A soul who is confident in God and abandons itself to Him can remain calm in the midst of great trials, can accept even tragic occurrences with simplicity, and suffer serenely and courageously because it is always supported by God. The Collect from Holy Mass in the Extraordinary Form. Oremus. Presta quaesumus omnipotens Deus, ut dignitas conditionis humane, per immoderantiam sauciata, medicinalis parsimonie studio reformetur. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech you, Almighty God, that the dignity of human nature, weakened by excessive self-indulgence, may be restored by the earnest practice of healing self-denial. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Thank you for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, God willing, with another Lentcast. In the meantime, please pray for me as I will for you.